Yes, yes, yes. You know what time it is? It's the Mandem Link Up Show. I'm on your co-host, the MYTHMANE. Yo, G-Man, what are you telling me?
Yes, yes. We're back, boys. 2025. We're loading.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
And then we got DK. What are you telling me, my bro?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man.
Mr.
Hey, listen, before we get
into women's food.
Nah, listen, listen, shut up. Before we get into anything, yeah, if anyone try
what
chat any shit, yeah.
Disclaimer,
I'm gonna get very upset.
Disclaimer.
Hey, the door's right there, big man.
You know, like that.
You don't have to be here for the heat, but you're here for the heat.
Man's hearing it. Say nothing.
And bloody hell. The man. He's actually made it. The one and only. Kizzle, what are you telling me?
Yeah, NGU, man. One life, man. That's all I got to say, man.
Come
That's
on.
It. One life, man.
You don't understand how long it's been.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to get this guy here, you know.
It's been a minute, man.
But he's here. He's here. But come. So, G, what are you saying?
So, we're just going to continue off from where we left it last time, yeah. Obviously, we was talking about the community of dating in the black community, so should I say, and why it's failing and flopping. But personally, I was saying it's failing because the black community rely on a paycheck for things to elevate. Why A and B were saying it doesn't, but I'm saying I'm standing on business. When you 9 out of 10 talk to a black person, they want to have a statistic of this man. And this man's got to be making this, got to be doing that. So I'm going to base it off, have you man seen Pop the Balloon Challenge?
Yeah.
If a guy goes in there and he is doing that, all right, cool. I see one the other day, a guy went in there and he live on said, I'm a waiter and I'll do bartending on the weekend. Pop, 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 pop. He got no girls. Another man went in there. Yeah, bear in mind, all these are black girls as well.
Was that in America?
Yeah. So another guy went in there, said, yeah, I'm a CEO of this and I own a food truck and my company distribute it. He was saying bare things of what he does. Never got no pop balloons. He had to pop girls balloon. So now this is why I'm saying, yeah, dating in the black community, why it's failing is because a lot of women rely on a financial paycheck, right? And this is why I'm so adamant on it, because other cultures do it, but other cultures do it in a kind of an easier way. And black people are just so upfront. Like, if you're not making bread, 9 out of 10, they're not fucking with you. And it's simply as that. And that's how man's putting it, isn't it? Like, I ain't got nothing wrong with the black queens, innit? I support black women. But they date with intentions of a paycheck. And I'll put it out there. They date with intentions of a paycheck. If you're not financially stable, 9 out of 10, they're not fucking with you, bro. And that's me being real. They're not fucking with you.
Ah, cool, G-Man. Let me just correct you on one thing, yeah? I wasn't agreeing with E-Man. I was in the middle. Like, my thing was, from the last episode, was that you were stretching it a little bit. Because, like I said, like, you was talking that like you had to do the most, which I disagree with. However, I do agree with the point. You do need some sort of, to get, like, a certain caliber of women, yeah? However, like E-Man says, you decide what you put up with, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put up with a girl that wants uptown, that requires this, this and that, this, this and that, a boat, a yacht, a fucking helicopter.
But not all the black girls desire a lot. This is what I'm trying to say, bro. Some of them just want basic life. Because you guys know what I'm talking about.
Just flipped his whole script.
I didn't flip it. I'm saying not all of them are. No, because he's saying uptown. I'm saying not all of them want uptown, but most of them want a stability in life.
Gee, that's what you're talking about, though.
No, but I'm saying most of them want a stability, yeah? Right? And I'm saying they want a comfortable stability. Now, back to what I was saying, that guy that was a bartender and a waiter, yeah? He's working an average job and he's doing well. But all the girls pop the fucking balloon for him. But the next man that come in and said he's a CEO and all of this stuff, yeah? Like, they didn't pop the balloons. They wanted him. So now I'm saying, this guy has still got stability in life, yeah? But then they don't want that type of stability. They want the fucking CEO stability. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, dating with a paycheck. It matters because most black girls of the day date with a paycheck. And that's 110%.
Go on, Kizzle.
Yeah, let me line in it. Obviously, everyone has their own type, innit? You know what I mean? Like, every girl has different types, innit? They might like a girl, they might like a man who is a CEO, they they might like a man as a waiter. Obviously, the guy with the waiter, obviously, they popped the balloon because they're not feeling my man, innit? You know what I mean?
Because he's a waiter.
Yeah, he's a waiter, innit?
Like, but he's got financial stability. At least he's working two fucking jobs, bruv. And they're not happy with that. This is what I'm trying to say.
Women are dating
with paychecks.
No, this is exactly how it is. Everyone wants stability, you know what I'm saying? You can't say,
not stability, but high end then. Let's just say high end.
No, because now we're getting it confused, yeah? And you just contradicted yourself, by the way.
Yeah, you definitely did.
At the beginning of the conversation, you said black girls and dating. And now you're then start to say, not all of them. But then you then turn around and say, all of them.
But even,
so which one do you want?
But
so
even
which
if,
one is it? Is it all of them or a portion
but
of them?
But even when I said it in the last one, I didn't say every black girl. I said most. Because
yeah,
they
but,
are.
But I'm saying,
I'm not gonna
number,
I'm gonna stand
say
on
most
they
black
are,
girls.
Though.
Yeah,
you know most of the black girls, though.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. It's the black girl that he goes for.
It's not the black girls.
The black girl that he goes for is the most black girl that he knows for. Because the black girl that he knows and the black girl that I got for are two different people. They're two different categories.
This guy next to me doesn't even go for black girls, bro. Allow it.
Let me just say one thing, yeah.
Shout out to the black women. He does not really go for black girls. Recently come for black girls.
Listen, let me tell you something right now, because you've told me this, yeah. Obviously, like, I remember I was on the phone to your voice notes and something, and you're like, yeah, like, when I go out, obviously, man's doing a bottle thing, man's grabbing a bottle, innit?
But that's a party.
Nah, listen, let me land, yeah, cool. You say you do that. You step in the function, you step in the vibe, wherever you're at, you got a Henny bottle in your hand, you got a little juice, yeah? Cool. You know what that means in the party? As dumb as it sounds, yeah, but you know what that means when you're in a party, bro? You walk around with a bottle. That means you got money, bro. You've just dropped two something on a bottle. You walk around in a party juicing. Hey, babe.
Big
facts. What, you're not going to buy a McDonald's, yeah, but you'll fill up their cup, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
If you're
in a function, yeah, showing that level when you're willing to do that, bro, the girls that like that are going to be on you, bro.
I've got bare videos of this guy.
They're going to be around you.
Walking around, going up to random girls with a bottle. Yeah, take some of this. He's doing a bartender. Take some of this.
Yeah,
take some of this.
It's because I'm outside. I'm outside living man's life.
And then,
like, what did you want me to
and
do?
And then he gets surprised that every girl that he chats to, he needs to spend money on. Bro, that's your decision. That's your choice.
Not,
that's
it's
your
not
preference.
Every girl I chat to.
Why are you trying to marginalize all the black girls? I said, for them, why are you trying to marginalize all the black girls?
That black girl that went viral yesterday, that black girl that went viral saying, all you man that want to try and flex on me and try to talk to me, you come flashing your AP or whatever, come higher than that. You've got to have a Richard Million, all of these things. Like, what's all with this that you're flashing in my face and you expect me to go for it?
Yeah, but that's your preference.
Exactly.
Is she not dating for a paycheck? To fulfill her criteria. If you ain't got the money, stay in your lane. Go for something.
Is she not dating for a paycheck? Why are you having to go do the mad thing?
Because this girl's preference. Can you imagine that, Richie Millie? Is she not dating for a paycheck?
Just answer the question. She's not dating for a paycheck.
Because she knows that she can get a type of man that will fulfill her dreams.
So, what is it? It's dating for a paycheck.
No,
right?
it's not dating for a paycheck. She's sustaining her lifestyle. No one told you.
So what
to
is that? She's dating this guy that's got money for a paycheck,
bro,
right? So
if she can get anything she wants, if she can afford it herself, you're not paying for a lifestyle.
The girl's flashing doing all of this stuff with a fucking Apple Watch on. Exactly. Yeah, and
Apple Watch, everyone in the comments saying, everyone's getting onto her saying,
you're saying free bills
is a lot of money,
bro.
Yeah, I was trying to say, free bills is a lot of money.
Free
bills
goes a long way, fam.
You need to remember, all that stuff is just, all them things there, it's just the internet, man. The internet is a facade, bro. Because a lot of these people that are talking, there's a lot of black women who look after you even if you're broke. It doesn't matter, bro. All that shit is just facade, bro.
Half of them that talk about them things there,
they're all single. They've never been married. They're over 30s. They ain't got a wedding ring. They ain't even got engaged yet. Why are you going to listen to them kind of women or men, whatever they talk about, bro? They're talking rubbish.
I'm saying we live in 2025. We're living in the 2000s. This ain't my fucking granddad's
bro,
era.
Bro, we live in reality. They live in La La Land.
Nah, but I can't, I'm saying this ain't my granddad's era.
What I said,
bro, do you know how my granddad bagged my nan, bro?
What, violet in a bottle?
Huh? Bro. No.
Had that moonshine going around, fam. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I'm going to potato skins and peel.
No, lying, bro.
No, bro. My granddad came here on a boat.
Yeah, like my granddad.
Doing
allegedly,
Windrush, though. Yeah?
Allegedly.
Nah, he come here in Windrush times.
Yeah.
He bagged my nan, Windrush times.
Yeah.
He didn't come here with no money. He came here without any money and swooped my nan off her feet.
The maddest thing is, he had the sauce.
Nah,
exactly.
He had the comb there, 1960, 70 or 80, whatever it is, my
granddad, yeah, big up granddad Tony, he had the sauce. So he didn't do no materialistic things to get a woman. He bagged my nan and done what he needed to do. I'm saying of today, you've got to have materialistic shit, otherwise half of these women will not date you.
Know what you're forgetting? Just staying on your grandparents. Like,
that's third generation. No,
that's
one thing you're forgetting, yeah?
40 decades ago.
One thing you're forgetting, yeah, calm. Granddad Tony, he has these, he has sauce. No, I'm saying, done what you need. Done what you need to do. But what you're forgetting is, yeah, he stayed in his lane. He stayed in his lane. Bro. He wasn't going uptown, yeah, buying Henny bottles, juicing the girls in the party to try to find his fucking wife. He come over on a boat. He sourced up a girl. I'm assuming your grandma come on the boat as well, like.
No, she didn't come in.
Well, she was here.
She's a British woman, yeah.
Well, you got white in you, fam.
Bro, you can't say enough, fam. He's full dark, man.
Yeah, it's dark.
I thought he was his light skin, bro. I can't lie. That changes the whole dynamic of what he said. Because back then, yeah, see the white gal, yeah, bro.
I'm basing it off one of my granddads. I've got two granddads.
Bro, yeah. But you said granddad.
Everyone got two granddads.
No, I'm saying my other granddad come here.
What's going on here? I come here and what's going on?
G.
Let's base it on Granddad Tony before we get to Granddad
Mark. Nah, but bro, you mentioned Granddad Tony, yeah?
Yeah.
So now I know your grandma's a white woman, yeah? Forget everything you said about money, this, that, bro. Black men back then were forbidden fruits, bro. Trust me, bro. She wanted that apple. She wanted to try that. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't allowed that. You think her dad was saying, yeah, go grab my man? She was like, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. Let me scrap.
And now you're
Granddad
here, fam.
Tony. Let me scrap Granddad Tony for Mark. Yeah. My granddad Mark, he came here Windrush with my nan Alita, yeah.
With your nan.
So he stayed in his lane. You're kind of a bad example. You're crumbling.
He grabbed the girl. He come here on the boat with.
Exactly. So he wasn't looking at anyone else.
A lie.
He came.
What are we talking about?
He didn't have a pattern.
What you mean?
He didn't have a pattern.
They came.
He flew with her, bro. What are you talking about?
They didn't fly with her.
That's not the point.
Wait, he had the sauce. He had the sauce to fly her back.
Let me land.
Fly her to England.
My nanny Alita, yeah, is Bajan. My granddad Mark is Jamaican. They came here at two different times, but they both came here in the 60s. He bagged her when he got here and had my dad at 1976. Do you get it?
Source.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So what I'm trying to say
to get back to the point of what I was saying, them generations ago, you didn't need materialistic shit to get a woman that you want. Of today, it's more you need materialistic shit to get a girl. Yes, you do.
Let me ask you a question. See the girls that you go for, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you say they're materialistic?
No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Yeah, don't start.
Let me land. Is that your preference?
What? Materialistic girls?
Yeah, like they look good.
No, I just date girls and find out they're materialistic girls.
Oh, you just find that out of nowhere.
So I just getting to know them. So, like,
all these STK dinner dates you're doing.
I ain't done STK. Ooh. I don't like it. Shit.
You don't like it? So you've been STK?
Not with a girl, no.
Now, can you see me? I've never even touched STK, gout, troll. Bro, the nasty string. The nasty string.
I don't even hear it from you. You're just trying to tell me to buy a girl McDonald's I met yesterday.
You were simping a lot.
You were simping over a girl.
I know, but I can't lie. No.
What happened? Break it down. Bring it down.
I'm going to let them go.
Let me break it down, because I know this guy will give you a deleted scene that never happened.
Yeah, God.
He's chatting to one thing that he used to supposedly chat to back in the day, innit? Yeah. She thought she was on levels, innit? And she thought my man was basically a simp, innit? She texts him one day when he's at work saying, I'm hungry. Then he texts back saying, "Why are you telling me for?"
Mm.
And then what
she deleted?
She deleted.
She blocked and deleted.
Basically, what she thought was, "I'm hungry. You're buying me lunch without me having to ask you, please, and that." And it. He's saying, if that happened to him, and he's trying to get somewhere with her, he would have bought her the lunch.
Oh, so just the back off, she's saying, "I'm hungry." You would have just bought her the lunch.
Yeah, on that simp level that he is, he would have done it because in his mindset, he's gaining.
He ain't getting nothing.
Momentum to get to where he needs to get to.
But he just opened up a market.
That's cool. Okay, you guys are done now, yeah?
Yeah.
See, now you wonder why these girls got high maintenance, because you got guys like him.
Yeah, but the thing is, well, cool. One, mad. I'm not
ruining
here.
Ruining the vibe.
One, I'm not here complaining about no materialistic girls. Like, it is what it is.
I'm not complaining.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Two, Let me.
You might think I'm complaining. I'm just talking my open mind.
You are, bro.
I'm just talking open. Alright, did we not come here to speak like open mind?
No, open minded, guys.
Can I get my side out now?
You man got me.
We listen. We don't judge, but we judge right now.
Can I get my side out now? Yeah, cool. Right, cool. He brought this situation to the pod. Yeah. Mm. Basically, old honey, I'm not sure if you patterned the back in the day or not, but basically the way I heard it was old honey come back around. Yeah. G wants a pattern in it. Basically, in it. Yeah. Mm. G wants a pattern. And I said to him, bro, if you're trying to pattern, you might as well just brought a little something, because then you would have patterned. But now he's blocked. Cool. Then I said, when we started unraveling the situation, yeah, and I basically said this off the rip, yeah. I've bought girls food before, but I've only done it when I want to do it. A girl can't come to me and say, buy me food, and she's getting food. No. But if I am fucking with a girl and I want a round, man, I have no problem buying her food if I want to do it. Me, bro.
So nah, it's just
that ain't no Simpson thing.
Wait,
that's just treating a girl nice.
So if a girl just texts you randomly, like, be like, yo, man's hungry.
No, you said you would. What I said was,
that's his scenario, and you said lying. I told you, man will start putting in deleted scenes. There's nuance in every situation. Word for word, he said, yeah, in his situation, if he was trying to get something from her, he would have done it. That's what you said.
No, I said G should.
Oh, that's black.
I said G should.
I said G should do it, because we all know he was trying to pattern. Yeah. However, once we started unraveling the situation and I understood that it was literally like off the rip, yo, buy me food, I said, no, I ain't doing that for a girl. I would have told her, yeah, see you later. But again, if I'm flicking with a girl, she's calm, she's nice, I want her around, man, I will buy her food, bro.
So she texts you that same
That's
message,
calm.
You would have done it.
What, a girl I'm flicking with?
Yeah.
No. I'll do it when I want to do it.
Okay. So why did you say before you would?
Yeah.
I said I'll do it in your situation. Do you understand?
So he's a simp.
Your situation. So he's not a simp. So he's trying to pattern.
He said no, though.
He's trying to pattern.
No, that's not patterning, though. That's not patterning, man. Because
if you get the box, then you're patterning.
No, that's not patterning.
A girl texting you saying I'm hungry, like, you dumb. You think I will even reply?
Exactly, my whole point. I'm out of dickhead.
You got mad, am I a fool, bro?
I'm hungry.
Hey, I'm hungry. What do you mean?
You're telling me, go to the shop.
What do you mean, bro?
Like, you're sending me to the shop. I'm not even asking you to go to the shop.
If you and G are chilling in the yard, yeah, and G said, yo, you're going to go to the shop, you're going to go to the shop a lot.
What are you talking about? That's different. They're bedrooms. They talk every day.
This is what we're saying. Do we chat to girls that we don't even like? Is that what we're saying?
Because no, if I don't like it, I'm not chatting to it.
No, but this is the thing. No. See, now you're getting it twisted.
No, you're getting it twisted.
Basically, what you're saying is, what I'm saying is, if you're getting to know someone and out of the blue, she comes out and messages you saying, I'm hungry.
And no, I'm not doing that.
All right, then. That's what we're trying to say.
But there's nuance in the situation.
There's no nuance. But because even if
you're she said she knew the girl from time back.
And even if you did know her from time back and you're messaging me saying, I'm hungry, what am I a dickhead? Where's the hello? How you doing?
How's life?
Do you mind all if you buy me some money?
Where's the manners?
This is what's lacking in the community.
Manners. Where's the manners?
All I'm saying is, let's please.
All these high maintenance girls that you might want to go for can't even cook boiled rice, fam. Can't tell me nothing.
That's why they're hustling you lot, man.
You know what? And I said it in the last one. It's about who you go for. If you want to attract these girls, don't complain when these girls start asking you for high maintenance stuff. If you are putting your shit on Klarna, stop doing it.
Can we please not leave out the key, for me, it's a very key important detail was that she was trying to pattern. It's not like a girl.
I was trying to beat, right? It doesn't mean I have to buy her food.
Yeah, you don't need to buy her food. Yeah, but G, did you beat? You don't need to buy her food.
But G, did you beat?
No, I didn't beat.
Exactly, now you're blocked.
So what? So he has to buy food so he can beat. I'm not saying you have to. Remember, he's a millennial, man.
Well, you was eating things top 4 blocks.
Boy.
Bro, we were young.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Let's be honest.
You can't talk, man. I ain't saying nothing. Let you lot share that story still.
Was it hot for you, bro?
Definitely shit though, but go on.
His generation has started off materialistic.
One thing I can say about the new generation is there's a lot more self-respect. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about, I'm just saying the new gen got a lot more, the women in the new gen got a lot more self-respect, because the generation that we grew up in, I could have drawn a ting from Stratford that same day and banging her in a block. On the floor, raggle, on the field, in the park.
No people gonna see this, bro.
Greenway.
What? This is back Greenway. In the day.
Yeah, bro, but, easy. But nowadays, these girls, hotel, minimum standard.
No, I can't lie, you can't even go travel on. You gotta respect them, you can't even go travel on.
I know a couple men that got a van, they'll do their thing, you get me?
Hey, do you know what's funny? Someone said to my boy the other day, you can't even go travel on, it's not even worth you.